CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said all Chinese should make persistent efforts to realize the country's two centenary goals and fulfill the Chinese dream of national rejuvenation. The Chinese president made the remarks when visiting an exhibition displaying China's outstanding achievements over the past 5 years. Other members of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee also visited the exhibition. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says shared interests far outweigh differences in economic and trade relations between China and the United States. Li Keqiang made the remarks while meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. Li Keqiang said China will work with the United States in the spirit of mutual respect and win-win cooperation to expand cargo and service trade and resolve frictions and differences through dialogue and consultation. Ross said U.S.-China relations are getting closer and enjoy a bright future, adding that the United States welcomes China's steady and rapid opening up and will improve communications with China for greater trade and investment partnerships as well as people-to-people exchanges. Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong has stressed the importance of cooperation in innovative sectors to Sino-U.S. ties. Liu made the comment while addressing an innovation-related summit in New York. The Vice Premier will co-chair the first social and cultural dialogue between China and the United States in Washington, D.C. The VIP session of this year's United Nations General Assembly concluded on Monday. The President of the General Assembly declared the conclusion of the general debate, calling for efforts to put people first. The priorities of the 72nd session were conflict prevention, human rights, sustainable development, and climate change. China and the Philippines have fully affirmed the positive results achieved so far in their anti-drug cooperation, vowing to further strengthen their cooperation in this regard in the future. The comments and pledge came as officials from the two countries met recently on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting on Transnational Crimes. The two sides said China and the Philippines have achieved fruitful results in anti-drug efforts and the current cooperation has entered an increasingly good period. The Chinese side reiterated that the Chinese government maintains a zero-tolerance policy on illicit drugs, calling on the two sides to further enhance collaborative efforts to bust drug smugglers. Huang Xinguo, former acting Communist Party chief and mayor of Tianjin, has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for taking bribes of over 40 million yuan or $6 million. He was also fined 3 million yuan according to a court in Hebei province. The court found that between 1994 and 2016, Huang took advantage of his various posts to seek benefits regarding land usage and promotions for others. He also used his power and status to seek illegal benefits for others through other officials. In return, he accepted gifts and money worth 40 million yuan by himself or through others. Authorities say China will take further measures to lower its corporate debt levels. Authorities will focus on cutting debt levels at state-owned enterprises by improving their governance structure and pushing mixed ownership reform. To that end, the government will work on setting up debt ratio warning lines for different industries. The country will use market-based and legal means to address zombie companies while encouraging mergers and acquisitions. China's overall leverage ratio was nearly 258% of GDP at the end of the first quarter of this year, slightly up from 257% at the end of last year. China Unicom has announced the establishment of a big data unit in its latest effort to seek new growth as traditional business shrinks. The new subsidiary will make full use of the telecom carrier's advantage in cross-industry data collection and integration so as to offer such services as information sharing, transactions, risk control, and travel. Officials said the company welcomes external investment and wants to expand cooperation with strategic investors taking part in China Unicom's mixed ownership reform. China Unicom has been transforming its business patterns in the face of challenges in the broadband market and shrinking revenue from fixed-line voice services. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.